Sushil Kumar. Rule number one. Know your escape route. Did he? Did he hell? When the sensor detected him and the floodlights blazed, Cal McGill ran on impulse towards a now brightly illuminated boundary wall. On top of it was a paling fence, erected to protect the new Environment Minister's garden from the prying eyes of neighbours or curious passers-by. Each plank had been cut to a point, giving the fence a sawtooth appearance. Little Tony had a little pony, but was a little phony, and he wanted a real one. So he thought it might be fun to go out and find his own. So he walked for miles and miles across the kitchen tiles, when in the middle of the road, he saw a little fat toad. Few would venture to assert the precise moment at which Scotch whisky was first distilled. In fact, the origins of distilling itself are generally obscure, although it is commonly accepted as having first been attempted in Asia as long ago as 800 BC, and to have found its way to Europe via Egypt. It remains a mystery, however, when the art of distilling first reached Britain. What is certain is that the ancient Celts practiced the art and had an expressive name for the fiery liquid they produced. Ishiva, the water of life. Sometimes fate is like a small sandstorm that keeps changing directions. You change direction, but the sandstorm chases you. You turn again, but the storm adjusts. Over and over, you play this out like some ominous dance with death just before dawn. Why? Because this storm isn't something that blew in from far away.